Meow.
How are you liking the TikTok land?
I'm not sure I understand it. People are very, very nice. I mean, even like the really big people on there, just seem super nice and down to earth.
Yeah.
I feel like you're catching on. You're doing a good job.
Yeah.
Oh, who's a good boy?
How about you guys? How's the podcast going? Seems like you guys are kind of rocking it.
There is a podcast in Iowa. Funk for profit was named by they. Faith stirred up a banker near. Then quick came an auctioneer. Making profit was their first goal. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Soon may the farmers come to bring us guests and beer and fun. One day when the recording's done, we'll take our mics and go. These formats shook us to our core. With Funk for fun, you will not snore. Banker set all mics to on, and the mullet of podcasts was born. Soon may the farmers come to bring us guests and beer and fun. One day when the recording's done, we'll take our mics and go. Before we knew, conversations grew. Growing corn even said F you. So won't you join Tenor Dave, Corey, and crew? Please like, share, review. Soon may the farmers come to bring us guests and beer and fun. One day when the recording's done, we'll take our mics and go.
You aren't farming for fun if you don't think the market seems stronger today.
All right, welcome back to another episode of the Farm for Profit Podcast. This is Tanner Woodruff.
This is Corey Hillebo.
And this is David Whitaker.
We are doing a Farm for Fun show this week, so we don't have a script. There's no What's Working in Ag segment. There's no general topic to hopefully bring you value. No challenge, no summary, no nothing. That's our profit show. That's what you just listened to last week. So we're having a little bit of fun this time, Corey.
And it's Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, buddy.
So, I mean, it won't be Cinco de Mayo when this comes out. And there goes a moped, which will tie into our guest coming shortly. But first, we got to let's read a couple of reviews.
Yes. So today's head of class listener review is brought to you by Gearinghoff. They are the head of the class no matter the crop. Premium harvesting heads for all of your harvest needs. Our listener reviews are exactly what we need to fuel our energy each week, and Gearinghoff is exactly what you need to maximize your harvest each year. So, Corey, what did we get for a review?
From David Beeland. Hopefully I got that right. Keep up the good work. The podcast is great.
You need to edit it. The review.
You know, this is a fat finger or a spell check or, whatever you want to go. Keep up the food work. The podcast is great.
And Indiana Grain Co. Egg Bowl. I enjoy the podcast, is what he says. Well, thank you very much.
Yes, thank you very, very much. And before we finish announcements here, I want to remind you that Ag Leader has a solution for every season. Their products and solutions help integrate your entire farm year-round. Use their products to seamlessly connect your equipment and tasks so that way your operation runs more efficiently than it ever has before. So thank you, Ag Leader, for partnering with the Farm for Profit podcast.
Did you guys see the swag box that Gearinghoff sent? There is some sweet stuff. Thanks to Gearinghoff for sending some swag on that. Of course, at Farm for Fun, we love swag.
It's more than swag.
It is
stuff from Germany. It's like chocolates.
I know.
Beer. And a paste that I have no idea what it is.
I haven't figured out if it's toothpaste or what it is
yet. We should open it.
So all you got to do is buy one of their heads and you get like the free hat and the, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Pretty cool. Thanks for that.
And sit down.
Ready? Ladies and gentlemen, we gather here on this Cinco de Mayo edition of the Farm for Fun show to bring joy to your eardrums with one of Ag Twitter's most beloved characters. This girl has a love for agriculture like no other, and I'm proud to say is one of my best friends. She's down to earth, a passionate cat lover, a serial long snap storier, possibly Sharky's biggest fan, for only a few more minutes, fun as hell, and I don't think you could possibly fit a larger heart into her chest. From Ankeny, Iowa, Mrs. Sammy Wingsness!
All right!
That was quite the intro.
Whew, I gotta catch my breath.
Hopefully none ever the same again.
What happened? I just blacked out.
So that's why we didn't get a Snapchat preview this week.
No, I put it all into it. So, I mean, I literally wrote that and went with it. So I liked it. Roll. So how's it going, Sammy?
Swell. How are you guys?
It's been a day. Mm-hmm. It has been a day. I mean, it's not been like a terrible day. It's just been one of those days that just drags on, and which makes this show...
We got a spitter.
This show...
that much more, I appreciate it more, right? Like sitting back with some buddies and having a drink on a Cinco de Mayo. We have some issues here. People are choking.
We are off to a great start.
We're just going to live.
Drink to that.
We're going to live chat Dave choking.
Literally, Sammy took Dave's breath away.
Oh, man. Isn't that a Jessica Simpson song? Take my breath away.
So... Sammy,
this has been an episode a long time coming.
Oh, we've been trying for Sammy.
Was this
for a long
not
time.
In the works before the podcast became the podcast? Like, absolutely. I was going to be a host of the podcast, and then you kind of shit on me.
Yeah,
well,
Dave's good looks just swept right in there.
I can't blame you there. I mean,
that's
I hate
why Bob choking. I just fine. Finally got to meet Sammy.
Woohoo!
So yeah, I think it was like 2017 when we were talking about doing our podcast that was non-PC and all that kind of stuff. We've got a list. I could probably pull the list up.
That'd I still have it in my Google that'd Doc. Be I saw funny. It yesterday.
Sammy was a part of Tanner and Mai's list, and we just had a shared document of talking about everything we'd want to talk about, and it is
so did you guys go to school together? How do you know each
not
other?
Rated R. It's probably
Corey
worse
than used
that.
To have to buy me beer.
Oh, you're going to incriminate me.
No, that's...
Sammy was good friend... You dated a good friend
okay,
of mine.
Okay, we don't need to go to that one.
incrimination.
Dated a good friend of mine, married a very good friend of mine that I went to school with, but then also was an intern of mine in my first job right out of college, so with a co-op. So Sammy's a very good agronomist.
So Sammy, that what we always ask our guests is, what is your tie to agriculture?
Am I supposed to give this a short answer?
This is your,
exist.
This
Sammy
is
doesn't
your
give short answers.
Episode. You do Sammy.
I was born and raised in an ag retail family. My grandpa started the one in our hometown, and my dad took over it, and then went on to work for a co-op a couple years ago. But I went to school. Obviously, in high school, I knew I was never going to be an athlete, but I tried to be a female MJ. Didn't quite work out for me. And so I went into agriculture because my dad told me not to.
Mm-hmm.
And that a girl.
Fell in love with it, and basically that's what kept me in school. Because I hated school so much, but the co-op that I worked for, they were my life. Like, they kept me going to school. They helped me when I was failing out.
When I think of customer service, I think of Sammy. I mean, you had such a great relationship with the people you worked with at the co-op, and I mean, I don't think it's hard to find that.
Yeah, we were one team, one family. I take a lot of pride in the locations that I serve for. So many times as a salesperson, you are the salesperson and everybody around you is who completes it, but the salesperson is thought of as an outsider. Like, you're supposed to, we're pointing our fingers like, you need to do this for me. You need to do this for me. And we were more one team, one family. I didn't succeed if they didn't succeed. And we were just a buddy system. And that's how it worked.
Yep. And so you came up to Central Iowa for, it was DMAC, right?
Yep. I went to DMAC for 2 years and then up to Iowa State for 2.5.
Yep. And so you stuck around here in Central Iowa, found your husband and...
I did. And... worked at Heartland for a while.
Yeah.
And
then,
yep.
Edit that out. No,
yeah,
that's fine.
I'm going to go ahead and cut that one
out
there. Worked the co-op for a while and then left there. Handled workers' compensation claims for State of Iowa Correctional Facilities for a while.
That is when I met Sammy.
That was a lot of fun. You guys got some good shit for me from then.
Between that and then your job after that.
The job after that, we nearly lost me. I thought I was... Tanner sent me mail packages or packages for the bathrooms there, though.
That's right. I do remember that. And then you left.
Yeah, I did.
It almost didn't get there in time.
It's true. That place was hell. That place was literal hell.
Was it the workspace or was it just sitting in a cubicle or...
She had nothing to do, right?
I was bored out of my mind and froze my ass off.
It was literally
and
a
the
silicone...
toilet paper quality was terrible.
And the toilet paper quality.
It was...
You had to bring your own toilet paper to work.
I need a skin grafter.
Had to get it shipped in from friends.
Yeah. It's true. Sammy's not scared to snap potty
I don't
stories.
Snap... the results of the potty. Wow. I just snap while going potty. So yeah, that was when we really came together. Was all the
is anybody
time.
Still on Snapchat?
Everybody's still on Snapchat, just not you.
I'm on Snapchat.
Oh, you never snapped.
Did
me.
You not watch?
I don't know if I'm friends with all of you guys. I'm
what?
Friends with you on every other social media platform except
what do
Snap.
You mean? I send stuff to the farm for fun. It's oh, yeah, just you, us three. Group. You don't get those.
I get those.
Oh.
I think.
Yeah, there you go.
I went to school for ag. I nearly failed out, and now here we are. Ta-da!
What was your major in ag?
I was ag studies with a minor in agronomy.
Is it hard?
Ag slack, man.
All right.
Hey, no, don't even say that. I nearly failed out twice.
I know it's tough, especially I sucked at chemistry.
I'm glad I went to DMAC But I wish I would have went to Iowa State first for that. Like, just...
Yeah, I went to Iowa State first, and then when I got to, like, the chemistry and the prereqs, like, I was like, oh, I wish I would have went to DMAC.
Yeah. I mean, well, because I got lucky, because at DMAC, I found my way around taking tests, and so I didn't, like, I dropped classes all the time, and I was fine. Like, my ag classes, we made it work because I showed up to class, whereas at Iowa State, they didn't care if you showed up or not. You fail a test, you're done.
Mm.
And I was really good at doing that.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about failing, but I'm pretty sure you did other people's homework.
I did. Yeah, I did a lot of other people's homework.
So essentially, you have several degrees.
Essentially, yeah.
And what do you do now?
I'm a dispatcher for a trucking company in Des Moines, GMT Trucking.
Fair enough.
Ding.
Ding.
So you're used to wearing headphones and a microphone and you get to talk to people, or you just like earbuds?
I don't wear headphones. I just have a microphone in front of me and a keyboard and kaboom, and three screens.
And JMT is no small feat. I mean, they got hundreds of trucks.
Well, we have 84 of our own, and we hire about another 100 every day.
Oh, my.
And the drivers love her.
You're damn right they do. Can you blame them?
Nope.
I mean, there's a few that don't, but...
We love Sammy.
So is it hard working in a male-dominated career?
No. And so it's funny. I used that company when I was at the co-op. I used them to haul all my rock and my lime. And part of that is I was scared that they were going to F it up. So a lot of times I would go to have them meet me at the fields and I would send them the order and a plat map and I would highlight where they needed to go, like the route on the plat map, and put an X, and I had flags out at the road so they knew where to pull in at and in the middle of the field. Cause I mean, Tanner here saying turn left and right to get somewhere. And it's like, no, you got to turn north and then east. And so that's how I started to get to know the company. And I guess one of my favorite parts has been, one of the guys finally came into the office probably 6 months ago, and he's like, wait a minute, are you the co-op girl? Like, yeah. Uh-oh. Because he had never been inside and saw me, and he had only ever delivered lime to me.
That's above and beyond of most that I'm aware of.
I see.
I like the snaps of what the truckers tell you for, like, excuses.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that burrito I had for lunch.
I had a bad code brown.
What's your snap handle, man? I gotta start getting on Snapchat.
So apparently, out of all social media platforms, Sammy, what is your favorite? So you're on almost everything.
I am. Besides Facebook.
Not Facebook. Yep.
Facebook free since 2012. That's right. I'm weird.
No.
Facebook, I think I use and abuse 2012.
Snapchat.
Uh-huh.
But Twitter is Twitter and the gram, obviously.
TikTok.
Where did TikTok fall into that?
I'm getting better. I have to limit myself to it. But yeah, I'm getting better.
So if we are friends with you on Snapchat, for those that aren't, what would they see in a normal day of Sammy Snaps?
Well, first of all, don't open them with sound on around small children. Rule number one.
Mercy.
Yeah.
Yep. Every time I have to take a poo, I usually snap my feet. and my cat. Lots of cats.
Lots of Tux, the cat.
What happens on Sunday?
Skank Day Sunday. Best day of the whole week. That is what I look forward to every day.
Sponsored by Hillebo Family Farms.
Yep.
With the hat. If you know she's got that hat on, you know what day it is.
It's Skank Day. That means you haven't showered. Gives zero fuck meow about anything.
Yeah. Well,
I'm going to have to get a cat noise to throw over that.
Yeah. Skank Day Sunday is like you work up your whole week for Skank Day Sunday, especially in the summertime. You go to my in-laws' pool, of which I just have to walk out of the basement to right now and go up the hill.
Mm-hmm.
And after you get all your work done, you go out to the pool and just relax.
Yeah, you're living with your in-laws right now.
I am a basement dweller.
Building a house.
Don't get into that yet.
This is our
first beer break.
That looks heavy.
So thank you to Dole Distributing for dropping off more beer for us to taste this week. We have so many flavors, we are not going to be able to cover all of them today. So we're starting off with a Boulevard beer. So Boulevard Brewing Company, Bourbon Barrel Aged Imperial Porter. So
say that 10 times fast.
No, don't do that.
Bourbon barrel-aged Imperial Porter. Nope. I got to one and a half.
Dave might be able to do it.
You're going to have to watch my TikTok on that one.
So this is released in 2020. So this is one of their brand new tasting room series.
This smells like Tyrant of Darkness.
It pours out like motor oil. Used. Well-used motor oil. So guys.
Out of Detroit.
Sammy?
Yeah, I licked it.
No.
David's gonna throw up.
Oh,
sorry, ladies and gentlemen, it's no Cinco de Mayo.
It crawls around the tongue to the underside of it.
It's holy crap!
It's straight up coffee.
12.5 ABV.
We should send that down to TR Jones.
A little brown bottle there.
26 IBUs, 12.5 ABV. It's a very full flavor.
I think if you like stouts and darker porters,
it's very smooth.
I think you'd like it.
This reminds me though of what TR said. You sit down and you have four of these at the table, and you stand up, you're probably
blacked out.
Yeah, you're probably gonna have your feet are underneath you anymore.
Yep.
Thank you, Dole Distributing, for bringing us some beer to try.
And we have a beer break, and we're actually trying something different this time. And we're going to do a few phone calls. Since Sammy is the queen of Ag Twitter.
You're using me.
We are using her.
I like it.
We actually need to bring back Jared McDaniel on, because what was the corn price?
Didn't he say American? 680? 680 corn and 1660 beans, something like that.
What was our text this morning?
Yeah, that's why we're getting Jared back on, is Mr. Predictor himself.
Can I meow at him when he answers?
Yeah, sure.
Meow.
Meow.
What's up, Jared?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Pretty good. Yeah, hold on, I got to turn you up.
Meow.
I think it's on my... We got Sammy here. She's meowing at you.
I wanted to see if you'd know who I
was. Hey, Sammy, how are you? Yeah.
Good, how are you?
I'm great.
So you're out in the fields going back and forth?
I stopped because it was going to be noisy. So, no, I'm out literally standing out in the middle of the field in a tractor. It's awesome. How are you guys?
We're good.
Great.
We're right in the middle of a Farm for Fun episode. And as promised, we took a prediction from you, and we told you when we got to your prediction, we were going to circle back around and touch base.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
What was that? 680 something?
Has there been something happening in the market?
Maybe something
they,
a little bit.
They like, seem bullish.
They seem stronger.
Seem stronger. Yeah. That's what it is.
They do seem stronger. That's a good observation.
So, yeah, they've blown through your, at least the corn side has blown through your observation. So what's your thought process here?
Oh, I think it's just the world's come to terms with all the money that's around. Nothing's really changed since we did the podcast. I think I don't know where it's going. I know it's going up. So good luck to everybody. I hope everybody gets some of it and has a good time with it. That's kind of where I'm at.
Are we going to hit $10 corn?
I don't know. I mean, it's obviously a possibility. I think you have to look at the highs at $8. I mean, my next target was like, I think in like the, I was going to say 644, but it's going to probably hit that tomorrow. I don't know. Or the day after. I mean, it's who knows. I mean, you know, it's real easy to put some protection under this. I'll say that. I mean, I'm not a broker and I don't know anything other than that, but that's all I'll say is it's easy to get yourself some protection under it.
So
have a good one, you know?
So are you still long with old crop?
No, I don't have any old crop. I've got rid of that, but I've only sold just a tiny bit of new crop. I don't have bins or anything. It all goes to the elevator. I just get rid of it. So.
Are guys going to predict just a little too much and contract a little too far ahead because the prices are so good, and then we're going to get a drought, and then we're not going to have the acres promised, and then what happens?
Yeah, then it's going to get real ugly. I mean, it's just, that's what it is. It's just going to get real ugly. I mean, it's kind of one of those things. If a guy's in a bad spot, just take your inventory and grab a hold and, you know, do the best you can. And if it doesn't work out, just, you know, get ready for next year because the prices could stay good. So, you know, it's not like if you didn't hit a home run this year, you don't get to come bat again and maybe the next inning. There's always a chance to go again. So just people keep that in mind. Don't, you know, and if you feel like you need to sell something, sell a little bit and inoculate yourself against it.
Yep.
You know, that's kind of where I'm at.
So us here in Central Iowa, and I know a lot of Iowa, we are dry. I can't remember a time. I mean, 2012 was dry, but we actually had plenty of moisture going into spring.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the worrisome thing. And I know some places like Northern Missouri has gotten some rain, and Southern Illinois and has gotten some relief. But what's it like down in your neck of the woods, down in the old Panhandle?
Oh, we're dry as normal. You know, we've had some decent moisture last fall, got a pretty good stand on all the dry land wheat, and actually looked really good all through spring. But the hot winds and the lack of, we just didn't catch rains. And in fact, just yesterday, we're done with all the wheat except for a little irrigated. So, but we're prepping ground for milo and corn. And so that's where we're at. We're moving on to the next crop, and you know, the beautiful thing about if the wheat crop fails, then you can come in and hopefully if we do get rain, then we plant, you know, no-till some milo into that. So yep. There's always, like I said, there's always an opportunity to get to the next one. Strike out the first one, you just go on. So.
Yep.
Awesome. Jared, thank you for picking up the phone. We appreciate that. We really appreciate the commentary that you shared with us on your episode and checking back with us.
It's nice to finally talk to you.
Yep. Thank you. I think I barely heard you. How you guys have a great one.
You too.
Right. Thanks, Jared.
See you, Jared.
See ya.
All right, Sammy. So back to where Corey was headed. You are currently, you said, living in the basement at the pool, which is your mother-in-law's place.
Yeah.
What is going on?
I am a basement dweller. So we are building our house finally, which we got engaged. We got this land knowing we were going to build on it before we were even engaged. And then we got... We're planning to get married, and I'm like, I'm not planning a wedding and building a house at the same time. Like, one, it's not safe for you because someone will die. And two, like, I can't do both. So then we got married and lived in the house that we lived in, whatever. It was fine and dandy, but we decided it's finally time to start building. Oh, we sold our house, and the guy wanted to move in right away. We're like, perfect. And my in-laws were like, yeah, come on down to our basement, which it works out because their house is huge.
Yeah, they have a very nice place.
Yeah, which... We're very blessed. It saved us a lot of money. And we have our own kitchen and everything. And Tyler was traveling for work a lot. So it was nice to not be by myself. I have my father-in-law and my cat and the pool. But yeah.
You left one
you
out there.
You didn't say your mother-in-law.
The only price is your Amazon boxes get opened.
Every time.
Every time. Yeah. And all your stuff gets gone through.
What are you ordering on Amazon?
You have no big privacy. Big protection.
Yeah. I even changed everything to say Samantha Bissell again. Like, you know how hard it is after you get you don't know how hard it is after you get married to change your name on everything? Because she's Shelly Wangsness, and I'm Sammy Wangsness. So it could look a little bit alike unless you actually read it. And first few times, okay. Which, not that I'm ordering anything that great, but I fucking love getting mail. I love getting mail. And if you open my package, it really grinds my gears. And it kept happening. So I changed everything back to Samantha Bissell, and it still gets opened.
That's tough.
And I ship it now to our new house because they can find it. Like, there's a stoop to put it on because I got a nice stoop.
Hella nice.
Yeah.
And she'll go on walks and pick it up for me.
Oh, my. Does she open it?
So how close is this house to being done?
Allegedly 2, maybe 3 weeks
Allegedly.
Away. Allegedly. Have to have it re-sided and then painted.
Re-sided. A brand new house is getting re-sided.
You bet. Yeah, I'm going to have to rip it off and put it back on, but I'm thankful.
You, I mean, so it's almost finished, so I'm guessing you had the materials bought pretty much before all this craziness?
Not quite. We were pretty close. We got fortunate that, I mean, we drug our feet for quite a while,
yep.
And then life hit the fan last year about this time. So COVID had obviously happened and took things into effect. Prices went up, but we're fortunate.
Yeah.
I just bought $38 plywood the other day.
How'd that make you feel?
It's for my wife, so it made me feel all right.
But, along with those concrete blocks?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
There was like 6 bundles of plywood dropped off on our street for a house. I'm like, that's ballsy.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah, I could load that up.
Well, I accepted that maybe we weren't going to build our deck because it wasn't included in our quote. And I'm like, oh, crap.
Did you see that tweet or meme that what it cost to build a deck? It was like $900 in materials. Mm-hmm. And now it's like
$3,300.
Yeah. I'm like, it's fine. I'll move in without a deck. Just leave the door locked so when you're drunk, you don't just go kapoof.
Walk right out. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of those to where... lake houses get built, whatever. People run out of money, don't do the deck, which I think is the best part of a lake house.
Yeah.
And then they just put up the railing on the outside of the door. So when you open the door, the railing's there.
But I also heard like the lumber mills are running as fast as ever and lumber is cheap.
On their side.
So it is just a pure speculation or just scam?
It's got to be.
About the labor shortage
probably like boxed beef prices.
All I know is I was really excited when we stopped getting bills that were less than $10,000 at a time. Hopefully.
And your husband is Tyler, very good friend of mine. He works for the Rasmussen Group.
Yep, he also works bridges. Within the Rasmussen Group. He builds bridges.
Yep.
Bless his heart.
Yeah. I loved growing up with him. I started growing up with him in like 7th grade, I guess I should say. So not right away, but I remember going to his parents' house at the time. And he had stacks of manuals of every like John Deere and Cat tractor and everything. And he could tell you what like what bolt mm-hmm. should go in it's that insane. Place. Yes, he's it's very insane. Particular.
Like, yeah. I'll come home, but back a while back, I'd come home and he'd have the Apple TV hooked up because he's Steve Jobs 2.0. Oh, and he'd be watching like crane videos. And I'm like, what are you doing? And he'd be like rambling off all these numbers. And I'm like, this is irrelevant to me. Cool. Glad that gets your motor going. Yeah. You know? But he knows a lot about that crap. And it just flabbergasts me.
Yep. He's pretty cool, dude.
Speaking of Steve Jobs, before you jump into this.
Oh, yeah.
I sent Corey a direct message on Twitter today, and it's a picture of Bill and Melinda Gates.
Yeah, they're getting divorced.
Standing next to each other, and he goes, is it too early to call her about leasing farmland? Asking for a friend.
Oh, my. You better send that to me. That's...
Guess who just lost half of his farm ground?
Yeah. I heard a conspiracy that said that they're possibly just doing that to take your eyes off of something else that's going on.
Yeah, maybe.
There's always a conspiracy. But if you think about it, didn't Bezos just get divorced? You talk about the wealthiest men in America are not making it to the finish line.
Buy me love.
They got what? Blake Shelton's new song about how you don't got to be rich, you just need love.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'd kind of like as much farm ground as Bill Gates has, but
I don't know. That sounds like a lot.
Sounds like a lot.
We were trying to sell him a farm this morning. I can tell you that.
All right, I interrupted you. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, what's up with the moped? I'm like,
God, yeah. Ethel, she's such a meow.
She's got a name.
Yeah, Ethel.
The moped's name is Ethel, Dave.
Oh, you have a moped?
I have a moped, yeah. I've always wanted one. And then for my wedding present, my father-in-law gave me one because it was great Uncle Roy's. And it just had a rough life. It leaves me stranded, which leaves me to have like 10-minute long TikToks walking my happy ass home because Ethel died on me.
I'm pretty sure that day I could have driven to you faster than it took for you to walk home.
That was the day I walked home from Carl's because Tyler left me there. That's not because Ethel died.
No, that's right.
Yeah.
So do you ever feel like the guys from Dumb and Dumber when he pulls up and whoopsh, it's like, settle up, partner.
Every time I get so excited. And this is after it starts with or without the
going
ether.
Going to Aspen.
And you had gloves the whole time. And I'll be like going down the road and water's flying out of my eyes, you know. And I send a Snapchat because, you know, people need to know that it's alive. And then if, you know, I'm stranded, it's because
with or
moped.
Without ether.
Uh-huh. Yeah, she loves the candy cane.
Ethel the ether.
Yeah. She just when she ether. Is for sale. She has started on the second try 3 times this month.
Ooh.
Which is more.
And she's for sale?
For sale.
Are you going to upgrade?
Like yes. Actually for sale? Like you're gonna.
I just needed to get the hell out
pay.
Of my life. And
you're
gonna
make somebody pay you for
Let's
that?
Sell this thing right now. How mm-hmm. much?
Oh my!
What's your asking price?
$12.
$12.
My
sold.
We're gonna make a farm for profit. Like,
we don't
moped.
Even have to
Dude,
auction.
Dude, I turtle waxed this. Meowch! Like I had it ready to go last year. She was shiny. She was great. I got like 2 miles down the road and donezo.
Oh my.
Oh, it's a Schwinn. It's not meant to be a moped. That's the reason they stopped doing it. I've just always dreamed of having a moped.
Did you get the flag?
I got pulled over for that.
The orange flag. Yeah, you got to have the flag.
And I go 37 downhill with the wind behind me.
Slow moving vehicle, yeah.
I park with the motorcycle gang at work.
The motorcycle gang.
Yeah.
I bet you got a lot of drivers that ride.
We do.
Into work.
Yep.
I could never do that. I rode a motorcycle once and I always had a backpack or a laptop or something. And I just always wanted to carry something or stop at Lowe's, and I never had. I was like, I got it. I'm going to drive home and get the truck.
That's why you need the big basket for your tall boys in the front. And under the seat, you can fit a whole case of donuts.
So I popped into Casey's over lunch today on the way down here, and there was a gentleman that rolled up on his Harley, clearly a mechanic,
mm-hmm.
popped in and said that the kid who picked up the pizzas earlier didn't pay for them, just carried them out. And very clearly, they realized the receipt didn't say anybody paid for those pizzas, but he was honest enough to come back and say that the pizzas they got for work didn't get paid for, and the Casey's worker said thank you and took it as their own mistake and to let them have pizzas, you know, anyway.
Oh my.
How many people would go back to Casey's?
No one.
I did. Mm-hmm. Not to Casey's, but to B-Fabs and Slater.
Yeah.
I ordered like $80 worth of barbecue a couple weeks ago, and I was like, hey, Dad and Mom are coming up to hang out for the night with kids and everything. Dad picked it up. And he's like, how much do I owe you for that? I'm like, well, I didn't pay for it.
That's why you picked it up, Dad.
Yeah. He's like, oh, shit.
We did it the other day at Village Inn.
Way to make me sound like a dick.
Yeah. If we both went to Village Inn and took the whole family on Sunday, and we ate, and then we're like, oh, crap, I didn't bring my wallet. Mm. And then my wife's like, we brought the wrong truck. I don't have my purse. So I'm like, well, let's just tell him we'll come back. And so I thought, well, we better stay there. So she just went home to get the wallet and just quickly went, and I just went up to the deal, and I thought, well, the kids want to walk outside. So we just walked outside, and we're sitting there, Nobody stopped us. Nobody said anything. Yeah. Nobody, you know, nobody knows if we paid or we didn't pay. But then we went back in and paid after a little bit. So
yeah,
Iowa
nice.
Okay. So the fun part about today, since we're recording on Cinco de Mayo, we got everybody a taco pizza to enjoy because, of course, that's as Mexican as we get. And we also are sipping on Jucharitas. Thank you to Loop River Distilling and Elena, who does our part of our intro every single show.
These are
so
good.
We have a very fun episode, not only with Sammy here, but also in the beverages that we're tasting. So, Corey, what did Dole drop off for our second beer?
We got another heavy one.
Mm-hmm.
This is the right one. Bourbon Barrel Quad Ale. Mm. Barrel-aged ale. It is 12.2% alcohol and 26 IBUs, since we're tracking that now.
So do you guys say...
For all you keeping score at home.
We better drink this, and then I got a comment for you here.
Okay.
That's more tolerable than the last one.
It's not as more tolerable. I'm with you.
It is a lighter...
Gentler, faster.
But I mean, it's still an
ass
kicker.
Is there caramel in this?
Might be. That does not taste like candy at all.
I'm getting a caramel tone.
It doesn't
say anything
about it.
As a candy connoisseur of... No.
All right, what's the favorite candy? What is your favorite
candy?
Time
out. It's in categories. It can't just be candy. All right, like the chocolate or cookies and cream or milk duds.
Cookies and cream or milk duds. That is your favorite out of all of the candies.
Chocolate.
Chocolate.
Oh, chocolate category. Okay.
Love me some like the sour trolley gummy worms, octopus.
Okay. Blue and red ones.
Yes, not the orange and green. Please, no.
Why can't they just do blue and red? That's it.
I don't know, but my nephew finally caught on because I would eat the green part and give him the orange. Yeah. And yeah, no.
Is there another category of candy
besides? Where do Twin Bings and Swedish Fish fall into the mix?
Oh my God, I ate the whole like 30-pound bag of Swedish Fish last week.
Because I would say those are my two favorites.
Were your teeth just stuck?
Are
like
you just,
all over?
You're like Norwegian as heck with that. I mean, the Twin Bings and the Swedish.
Their ice cream is better than the candy itself, I think.
That was good ice cream.
I like ice cream.
Yes, ice cream is very good.
So you're just talking about Cinco de Mayo.
Yep, and I totally cut you off.
Do you say Mexican or do you say Hispanic?
Oh, Jesus.
What are we talking about, food?
Yeah, because it's Mexican food. It's not Hispanic food.
I was at a place the other day, and the guy says, I said, Mexican. And he says, you can't say Mexican. You got to say Hispanic. And I said, well, they don't call it Hispanico. They call it Mexico. So I would call it Mexican food, not Hispanic food. He said, call it Hispanic. And I'm not.
Yep.
Well, on the forms, it says non-Hispanic or Latino.
Right.
Well, you're right. Right. There.
Doesn't have Mexican.
Did you know?
It's the same thing to where you call them African American.
Yep.
Or are they considered black? Or are they considered, I can't remember what they were telling me. But basically, the theory is that if you have been born in and raised in America, that they want to switch it to American African or American Norwegian or American Mexican. Basically identify that you've been born here rather than moved here and gained citizenship.
Well, I've met white people from Africa, so they're African American, but yet white Caucasian.
Yeah. I think we're overcomplicating this. I mean, I get it. There are unfair biases across the nation, but still, we create categories and then people fall into categories, and that's half the problem. If you didn't have a category, I get a banker, fall into the banker category.
What would I be considered?
Awesome.
Good call.
Blonde.
All right. So I feel like
this is great. This was deep. We came up with awesome and blonde. That's Sammy.
Ta-da.
Dave hasn't said
it. I was thinking eclectic, but I didn't say it. So
I have
I couldn't even spell eclectic.
No, that's a tough one. So did you know that Cinco de Mayo celebrates a Mexican victory over the French in a war? I don't know what war it is. But they lost. It was just a battle win, and they lost the war. And Mexicans don't actually really, it's not a government holiday.
Oh, so we celebrate it more than they do?
We celebrate it more than they do.
I'm not surprised.
Have you been to El Azteca? Like, it's good.
Yes, El Azteca is good, and they completely take advantage of the holiday up
here. Do you know that if you go to pretty much any Mexican restaurant and order a number 11, it's a taco, a burrito, and an enchilada?
I have not. I want it.
It's like no matter what, they all have the same menu. You get a number 11, go check it.
We need those guys on TikTok, that truth things, to do that.
Uh-huh. Number 11.
Have you seen those guys?
Totally going to have to go.
Mm-hmm. All right. Who are we going to try? Sammy?
The king of Cinco de Mayo himself.
He's not going to answer.
I warned him.
Who's this?
You did?
Yeah.
What'd he say?
Anything for Sammy.
Oh, geez.
The man, the myth, the legend.
I will say, you know, you didn't bring us an armadillo.
I didn't bring anything but my presence, so I apologize. Life is a struggle.
I don't know. I feel pretty special in the presence of Sammy.
As you should.
Hello.
Meow.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Doing fantastic.
Ah, we got you.
It's your favorite holiday of all the holidays today, right?
It is. You know, I forgot all day until I saw something that it's Cinco de Mayo.
Are you broken?
Yeah.
I apparently am.
I'm sorry about your problems, Rob.
I am. I am too.
Oh my God, your voice is so pure.
That's Tanner.
They're using me to get to you, just so you know.
Oh my gosh.
I'm not sure how to take that.
Bend over.
How you doing, Rob? This is Corey Hillebo.
Hey, Corey, how's it going?
Not too bad. Not too bad. Got Sammy here, Dave, Elena, not on a mic. She's helping us out, and then Tanner. So,
welcome to the Farm for Profit podcast.
Ding.
Well, thank you. Yeah.
There you go. That's why he sounds so good. He's sitting in the studio.
They just blew their load over using the real Sharky Bell. So thank you, Rob.
Oh, my God. That is more than we ever bargained for. Do you at least have a margarita in hand?
I don't. I don't think we're doing anything tonight.
You can't drink in the studio. No snacks. No drinking in the studio.
Oh, well, we broke that rule. Rob, we're drinking Hoocharitas.
I'm sorry, you're what?
Yeah, Hoocharitas. So instead of using tequila, we're using Howard Hooch.
How is that?
Fantastic.
It is pretty good.
I mean for yeah, Nebraska. Everybody always says that. They're like, oh, yeah, that's a great drink, but is it really?
Yeah.
It is.
Nebraska corn whiskey.
Yep.
This is a great drink.
Okay. I'll have to try it.
Yep.
We will get a hold of a bottle and send it your way.
Oh, look at how sweet of you.
Hey, did you ever get those t-shirts?
The shop rags?
Yeah, the shop rags.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Or did someone else open them?
No, it was quite the presentation, too.
Oh, yeah, didn't you love that?
Yeah. You guys are like high class and stuff.
Oh, no.
I mean, obviously, since they're having me.
Well, you're saying, I tell you what, out of all the guests I've ever had, Sammy was the easiest edit. I mean, easiest edit ever.
The easiest?
She does it. Once she talks, I mean, it's perfect. Easy. There's no ums, there's no double talks. She's flawless.
Oh, I'm going to love this from the
editing
side.
I'm
going to
need the cut of him saying how great I am.
Absolutely.
And I'm flawless.
Absolutely. That will be at your door.
We were just giving her crap because she didn't bring us an armadillo or anything.
I just brought myself.
Well, that's enough.
Yeah, it is.
I thought so. I mean, they're lucky I came out. It's only 61 degrees out.
Yeah. So how are things going down in your neck of the woods, Rob, for farming?
Yeah, pretty good. We've got back in the fields today. We finished up planting Sunday, so we're just trying to get spraying all wrapped up.
Gotcha. Good on moisture?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're sitting pretty good. Just no heat.
Yep.
We got no moisture in our area, big time.
Yep.
Yeah, it sounds kind of nutty. You guys are already saying the D word.
Yeah.
It's being said a lot.
We're getting the big D.
Well, we had the driest April. Well, dry and but yeah, we had the driest April in 10 years.
Oh, really?
I think so. Yeah, with no least amount of rainfall anyway.
Huh.
Yeah.
How about you guys? How's the podcast going? Seems like you guys are kind of rocking it.
Well, thank you for noticing. We are still having a blast. It is still an absolute ton of fun to put it together. We feel like we've got miles and miles of cables every time we set up, but. When we get to actually talking on the microphone and spending time with people like Sammy, time goes by so fast. So we know we're having a good time.
Well, that's good. You're still enjoying it, right?
That's correct.
Absolutely.
That's correct. The beer and the Hoocharitas helps.
Yes.
Until they have to edit this podcast.
Until they have to. I think we just leave it raw.
This will be
a lot of F-bombs.
First non-edited. How are you liking the TikTok land and farm talk over there, Rob?
I'm not sure I understand it. It seems people are very, very nice. I mean, even like the really big people on there, you know, just seem super nice and down to earth. So it does remind me of the early days of about every social media platform. So hopefully this one stays nice.
Yeah.
I feel like you're catching on. You're doing a good job.
Yeah.
Oh, who's a good boy? P.S. Congrats on the premiere of season 3 yesterday.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
That's right.
How did you miss it? I had a story about it and everything. Yep, don't act surprised.
Thanks for watching.
It's the reminder fact of the way to this afternoon went.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Actually, go over to that bag. That bag over there. I've got shark bowls in for our chips and salsa.
Oh, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
So we're gonna.
Rob can't see me when I do that. That's one thing I've learned from being with Rob is you can do all the motions and show all the things, but no one sees it.
We'll have to send you a picture, Rob, of the shark bowls that we're gonna eat our salsa out of here for Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait.
Yep. And if there if there happens to be a listener that doesn't watch Sharky, it's on what, RFD TV?
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
147?
47. That's
no, X, that's XM.
That's XM. Rural
that's radio, a radio station.
Every day at 3.
Yeah. Sammy.
I'm super fan Sammy. Every day at 3 Central, 4 o'clock Eastern. Saturdays at 1:30 on RFD TV.
That's what I was just going to say. Either Rob, you plug your stuff or let Sammy plug your stuff.
Or Wednesdays at 8:30 Central Time.
She knows
Thank
it better.
Thank you, Golden Harvest and John Deere.
Oh, nice.
Ding. What happened to Ag Leader?
I've been working on it.
I mean, that's fun. They sponsor the podcast, but they don't sponsor the...
Whoops.
Yeah.
Reverse ding.
Edit that out.
It's a bit of a tightrope with these companies.
Yeah, so...
My check's in the mail, right?
Absolutely. I'm so bummed. We don't get to see Sammy that much. We'd love to go over and hang out and just see what's going on. And it's killing me that you guys are building that new house and we haven't seen it yet.
It's true. And Skank Day Sunday season is here.
Ooh. Yes.
Mm. So come. I have presents and snacks.
Fantastic.
Thanks for hopping on here with us, Rob. We'll let you get back to your evening.
Miss
it was,
you.
It was good to talk to you.
Thanks for hanging out with us.
Miss you too. You guys keep rocking it. The podcast sounds great.
Hey, we look up to you, Rob. Keep doing what you're doing. We appreciate it.
All right. Good night, guys.
See ya.
Bye, Felicia.
Take her easy.
That's awesome.
I can't believe he answered.
I have to pay him to do that.
So for all you new listeners.
What do you say? $100? Case of beer.
$7.
So to reflect back on the beginning of this podcast. So for all you new listeners that haven't followed us from the beginning. We started off with a conference, went to a newsletter, mm-hmm. absolutely hated writing the newsletter, and I stumbled across that Rob Sharkey podcast, the Shark Farmer podcast, and that was the light bulb that went off that we needed to create Farm for Profit podcast, and without Sharkey and his early guidance, I mean, the guy is the nicest person I've ever emailed back and forth with. This is the first time I think I've talked to him besides being on the radio show. A lot of advice, unselfish, shared everything too, and definitely one of the people that I look up to.
Yeah, he's the pod father.
The pod father.
His wife's pretty neat.
Yes.
Oh, Emily's even better than Rob. That's absolutely.
Sweetheart.
Yep. Check out all of his stuff. That's a bunch of fun.
Oh, shoot. Where were we?
So at your new house, mm-hmm. who's the one that's going to be mowing the yard?
Oh, God. I get to mow the dirt right now, like the dirt and all the weeds, but I don't think I'm going to, I'm not to that level yet.
So when you say that level, what does that mean?
Bless my father-in-law and husband's heart, but they are like the yard Nazis, and they say that they don't care, but they really do care. Like, their lines are precision. Like, you think you would go to line up and go bing, bing, and then it would take off.
They got GPS on there. Man,
we should do that. Like,
so are you going to seed it or sod?
I don't know. It's been talked about many times, but that is not a decision I am in on, nor frankly really care about.
I kind of wish I would have seeded my yard at this point.
Yeah. We're not going to do anything until August.
It was dry last year, mm-hmm. and it was dry starting this year, and I'm just getting some spots that I'm going to have to literally tear the crap up mm-hmm. and then reseed. It's like, oh, I should have just...
I need to throw a plug in here. Nice and precise lawn care.
Uh-huh. So like at our last house, the time I mowed FU in the yard because Tyler was watching me and I got a little upset about it. But like I really tried hard to go multiple ways without driving in the same area.
So is this like the reverse Any Man of Mine song?
Oh, don't even bring her into this.
Like I need a woman who knows how the lawn gets mowed.
Yeah,
and I thought I did a really good job, so I went across the street to the neighbors to take a picture of it because both my husband and father-in-law were out of town, and I sent them a picture of it because it looked freaking fabulous, and the first thing they said is, what happened over by the tree? Because I got a phone call, and I went, kawoop! I mean, they were both very proud, but they just love a good-looking yard.
That's funny. That I do like my straight lines when I mow the yard, but my wife made a comment the other day that my oldest daughter asked why boys only mowed the grass. And ever since that comment last summer, my wife will, on an even basis, wants to mow the yard. So that way our daughters see that, not just men can cut grass.
Oh, my.
That's
but I am a straight line guy.
Did you get her a pair of white New Balances?
Do you let her do it in the backyard so no one else can see like the front? Because that's what my dad did.
I let her do everything. Yep. And I just mow. The next mowing usually happens a couple days faster than it was supposed to.
Yeah.
We get some lines nice and straight.
When you turn the blade on, do you feel like son-in-law when he's going out in the tractor? And like, getting some corn. Because I turn it on, I'm like, nee! Just taking off. Next thing you know, the mulch from underneath the trees just flying like confetti.
Did you sell your mower? Did you get a new one?
Yeah. Mower has not yet been sold.
So that's also for sale with the moped.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Cecilia, what's the name?
Ethel.
Cecilia, that's a good one.
That's
a good
one. It's listed for $3,580. I'll take $3,300.
And it is a Kubota.
Kubota.
Diesel?
It's only got 90 hours on its gas motor, 21 horsepower.
So what are you buying?
48 inch?
48 inch.
You're moving to the 60, huh?
No, still staying at a 48. Just getting a new one.
You don't like it? What's it do wrong?
John Deere.
There's really nothing wrong with
you. You are so roped into the banker right now. Mm-hmm. Need a new mower, got a new truck.
Yeah. $10
You think times are good for the farmer, the banker.
So the banker and me, you talk about true bankers. We share this mower amongst three of the neighbors.
Oh, boy.
So that's the banker in me. There's the cheap banker in me is we don't own it all by ourselves. We don't all want to own push mowers and take so long, so we've got a 48-inch zero turn that we all share amongst 3 yards.
So do you have a Google Doc or a shared calendar? Yeah, I was going to say, who has custody when? Where does it get
Tanner,
parked?
He does.
Absolutely not. When the mower starts, everybody mows.
Oh, so you just hop off and the next person gets on?
Sometimes you just keep going if you're feeling good.
Oh.
Tag in, tag out.
If a cold beer shows up.
You're mowing the neighbor's yard. I don't know.
Getting so around. What's
the new one going to be? I know you got a plan.
So we've identified two. I actually just looked up my Farm Bureau discount to find out what my John Deere Farm Bureau credit was to see if I could get the John Deere mower within a reasonable comparison value to another Kubota.
Zero turn?
Yep.
X-Mark.
48, zero turn.
Mm-hmm.
These things are so intense. It's so exciting.
Mower talk.
Hashtag mower talk.
do you have a zero turn, like two handles and dual motors on each side, or do you have the joystick, like an ISO control, like the new skid loaders?
No, I've got the two handlebars.
They have mowers like that?
Oh, yeah. We just sold one last week on our auction.
Country Clipper.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Country Clipper.
Bad boy.
ISO.
So what do you do with the other hand?
You drink? Talk on the phone, make TikToks, drink, lots of stuff.
You know, that's pretty handy, because I always catch myself like getting a little, like trying to go after it, and if you just had control the one time.
See, Dad just got a new X-Mark. It's still got the two.
It does, but they're...
Do you like the X-Mark?
We were Ferris, and it's my grandpa, and X-Mark has a pretty good suspension, I guess, like a suspended seat, and grandpa's back is bad, and wanted a new one, and I guess the X-Mark diesel had more power than the Ferris one, and because that's what we always get, 72-inch deck, and constantly run out of power when you get into thick stuff.
So, Sammy.
Yeah.
What kind of music do you listen to?
All of it, minus classics. Like classical, none of that instrumental shit.
So you didn't like my classical on my Snapchat?
I mean, I listened to it. You listen to all of my rampages, so I listen.
You suffered through it.
So who is your favorite artist of all times?
We all know it is Shania.
Uh-huh. And I don't know if Dave knew.
I had no idea that was your favorite artist.
So I was totally playing into that one.
Okay, well done. It is Shania Twain, the Shania Twain. I cried when I saw her in concert. Every time.
Every time?
Huh. She's short.
She is, but she's beautiful. Oh, my God.
Yeah, she's got a TikTok.
Her TikTok account has blown up.
Oh, yeah. Well,
what?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Man,
smokes.
I don't follow her on TikTok.
How do you know?
She's one of the best things that came out of the 90s, minus me.
Our feeds are the same, and you have not come across Shania's TikTok.
I have not come across.
What are you doing with your life?
I tell
you.
She's a cougar.
That is one of the hottest TikTok accounts on all facets.
I have her cassette. I have her CD. She's my girl. Do not bring her into this. Things will get cray-cray. She can make a bad day.
We cannot play her. I would love to play her. I would have loved to have played her during your intro music.
She's my girl.
We can't play her. We get in trouble.
Yeah, it's a no-no.
Unless you have a handwritten letter from her saying
no, I haven't got there yet, but we're working on it.
So, Corey, she mentioned that the classics from your Snapchat.
Yep.
What is she talking about?
Last week, when we were planting Hot and Heavy, I planted Hot and Heavy for about 10 days in a row. I got bored one day and was just snapping the planter and the tractor going through the field with music in the background. And then I got the, I don't know, I wouldn't say it a wild idea, but I was like, hey, tractor request live. Send in your request. Thinking, you know, whatever, maybe get one or two. I got a list of songs, like probably over 100 long.
Holy cow.
There were some good ones, though.
'90s country. That was the part about it. Like, as I'm listening to music, I'm listening to podcasts and stuff, and I'm kind of running out of things to listen to. And I'm like, let's see what everyone else wants to listen to. So then I'm listening to Queen, and I'm listening mm-hmm. to things that like I normally wouldn't put on there that I still like. I mean, it was
and
like,
they're good songs.
Yeah.
Like everything that came across your feed, I was sitting there going, oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yep. And so it went on for like 3 or 4 days. A couple people did not like it.
What?
A couple of people did not like it. You know, whatever.
Haters gonna hate.
The funny thing is, one of them not even friends with me on Snapchat, so I don't know how they were seeing it, but did not like it.
Oh.
Going out of their way to not like it. Mm-hmm. Whatever. But like, that's the crazy thing. Like, just, you don't have to watch.
Yeah.
So you're telling
like
me.
Like, Sammy goes off on like, we'll have like 2 hours worth of content on Snapchat some days. Do I watch every hour or every minute?
No.
Yes.
Probably not.
Yes, I do. I watch everything that you send to Sammy.
Lies. If I was you, I wouldn't either. So, those things get very long.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's, it's not a rant. I'm not going to call anybody out on it. It's whatever. I mean, you don't know what people are going through at home. I can't. I don't know. So many people loved it. Like, it was bringing bright spots to people's day. And people don't get to see a planter and a tractor going through the field. I mean, 99% of people don't.
Nonetheless, with Lil Wayne in the background.
Lil Wayne and WAP.
So the WAP. Yes.
The part that I don't get is, like you said, you have to watch it. Like, this is a platform, a social media medium that you have to click on it to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And if you don't like it the first time you click on it, you can be done with it.
Yeah.
You can make it go away. You don't have to go to
So how do you, as a person, when you decide that you don't like it, decide to take it to that next level of publicly
yep.
disdaining the rebuttal?
I mean, that's where I'm just, like I said, I'm not going to call anyone out. I'm not going to make ill will of it. Like, you don't know what people are going through and their own personal stuff. You could take it back to like trolls on TikTok that, you know, I put that claw video up of, you know, on TikTok to some 2 million some views. 95% of the comments are negative of people. You lazy ass farmers. I can't believe you do that. But a little trinket that goes on the front of a tractor, a 2005 tractor that makes it possible for a 70-year-old farmer to possibly go out and pick up rocks.
And the Toy Story emoji guy.
That costs less than your kitchen countertops.
Ugh.
You know, like, come on, really? And I was a skeptic. I was, to start with, on that. But it actually, I mean, I'll tell you what.
You got to line that up just right, though.
No. Listen to this. You put this on an articulated tractor.
So it's on a four-wheel drive tractor.
So it's sitting there. You have like 6-7 foot of movement both directions. Now, if you were on a wheeled tractor, yeah, you'd probably have to line that up. But you can sit there and wiggle that thing back. And it's not for the basketball-sized rocks. Like those, yeah, get out and pick it up. But the ones that you shouldn't be lifting and the ones that you can't lift, my brother, my dad, other guys would just drive around, and then I'm driving the planter, and I would literally have to stop and either plant around it, roll it out of the way, or lift up and go over it. I have not had to pick the planter up once this spring.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and we have a crap ton of rocks. And they've dumped it more times this spring than ever.
I love field rocks. I made Tyler move every single one of them from the other house. Because when I was scouting at the co-op, I'd pick up rocks.
Yep.
No farmer ever complained about me doing that.
No. The rocks are free. You have to pick them.
It's true. And I did. I'm like, listen here. This is messing with my stand.
Because I've actually sold some dump truck loads of rock. $85 a ton, I think.
Nice.
Not for the big ones, obviously. Those are big money.
I picked one up, definitely. And we got our whole landscaping from the neighbor farmer. Yep. He'd picked up rocks for years. The deal was, you take one, you got to take them all.
Yep.
And I looked at his pile, and it was huge. I'm like, that's like 7 dump trailer loads. I'm in.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, last thing on that, on the whole trolls and the negativism, like towards people's social media and that kind of stuff. Like, hey, we don't know what's going on in your life. Farm Bureau has a brand new website, a brand new tab on their website. For mental health and suicide prevention and,
I shouldn't laugh, but
and things like, I mean, it's very good. It's finally, cause I'm on the Farm Bureau board. So we're finally coming around to that kind of stuff. Seems like it's taken a long time.
That's good.
But it's good. Better that things now are, than never. There's resources out there and text lines. So look it up. FB.org.
So does my Farm Bureau payment go to pay for this?
Your Farm Bureau payment goes to that, goes to, in like, I think Polk County, like 10,000 members. Hmm. There's not 10,000 farmers in Polk County,
mm-hmm.
but that's from the insurance side.
So, interesting.
But that's good. No. And your money does not go to like lobbying, because there's a separate PAC.
Mm-hmm.
PAC that you can, yep. Do for that.
So does your insurance agent actually come out and look at your stuff? I have a kind of pet peeve that I've had the same insurance agent for a long time. And like we had a new skid loader. And so we sent him in like, hey, we need to make sure this is insured. You know, a new piece of equipment on the farm. Can you add it to our policy? Well, can you go out and get a picture of that? Can you take a picture of the hour meter? Can you take a picture of the serial number? Can you get me the value of it? Can you send all this stuff my way, throw it in a Dropbox? I'm like, well, wait a minute. What am I paying you to do? I have a job to do too, and I'm busy, and I thought you were making money off of me. And
for the most part, like on a new purchase in a random portion of the year, no. Like, yes, get me the VIN, get me the hours, send me a picture. That's what it seems like. But they do come out, try to come out once a year, usually.
All right, next beer. Thank you, Dole Distributing. This is another Boulevard Brewing Company. This is the Ginger Lemon Radler. Hmm. Nice black and gold can since 1989, so not quite as old as Corey and I are and Dave.
Ooh, it's kind of sweet.
It's older than me.
Uh-huh.
How old is it?
And Elena, 1989.
Oh, my.
Citrus beer.
You were talking
beer,
90s. You're betting 90s.
I smell the ginger.
With ginger and lemon.
Lemon.
This is only 4.1 ABV.
4.1.
Oh, it's a little sour.
It is.
Wow, this is not my favorite Radler.
But it's not bad.
Nope, it is very light, very summery.
Please excuse my friend. She's a little slow. The town is that
bright citrus with a zing. Thank you.
I think this is our like second round with Boulevard, or third.
So I like this one better than all the other ones.
Well, yeah.
I knew you would.
I hear you.
All I mean, Tanner wanted to do like an IPA and two stouts, and I was like, well, you got to throw one in there.
I drink chick drinks all the time.
I'm
so
no shame.
You're going to get chick
my
drinks.
My love for Claws and Bush Light.
Well, we have some Quirk in the fridge. Would
you just
like
the fact there's no laws when you're drinking Claws.
Zero laws.
So
I will get you a Quirk here.
Do you like the spinoffs of all the Claws?
Like the Bud Line?
Trulies?
No.
So you don't like Quirk either?
I've never had that.
Oh, you're going to taste one.
I tried to come at it open-minded and not be opinionated. Because, I mean, Claws, everyone's like, oh my God, these Claws are delicious.
Seltzers
they're good. But they're not like orgasmic.
No.
What I like about them is you can have six of them and life is pretty good. You have six Busch Lights and you're feeling a little heavier.
Yeah.
They're six of those. Keep them going.
Yeah. I don't know. You need to just go down to Cafe B and get yourself a drink down there. Their Long Islands are one of them, and you're good to go. You don't need six of them. You need one of them.
Yep. I took the wife there for her birthday.
Yeah?
That was her first time there.
Yum. Yeah. Yummy.
It was very good.
Everybody's got their certain spot they go, I think.
One of the best burgers in Iowa.
All right, Sammy, we just drank another beer. Who's our next on the phone
guest?
It's
like I have friends. Like they're all right here.
We should call your husband.
You are. No.
You want me to?
We could.
No.
He'll be so happy. No. I was like, do you want to come? Because I was nice and invited him.
Yeah, he could have came.
And he's like, he asked where it was at. I'm like, oh, shit. And I told him. I thought he loves
some
Hillebo.
Dark, dungy.
He's like, no, that's kind of your thing. I don't need
Tanner's basement.
Yeah, it's in Tanner's basement.
Don't hate on the basement, people, okay? It's cheap.
Hi.
Do you pay rent?
All about cheap. She just said cheap.
No. Her rent is in
my
boxes.
My father-in-law employs
getting
me.
Opened.
I live in his basement.
Oh, mm-hmm.
I mean,
I think I should rent my basement.
You should.
I've tried to get my wife on board for that, and she doesn't want any creepos, is the word.
Yeah, do you realize, like
yeah.
It just sounds like a bad situation.
It could go severely
my
south.
My wife's not about the creepos. She's about, like, the college girls that want to rent it, and she's just worried about that.
Because you're just posting it at the sororities and things like that. I swear, they're the only ones
they're
to call.
They're the only ones that showed up.
These are the only six applications. So you're going to Russian roulette one more phone call?
Cool. Yeah, so who else do you want to use me for?
We don't want to use you.
We want you to talk to your friends.
We don't have to call anybody, I guess.
This is Sammy and friends.
I could just go pee.
You guys are my friends. Like, I.
Aww.
That's it.
Hand me the plug. We will all take a pee break.
Who?
And we will be right back with you shortly.
So you're the Twitter queen. So who do we have on Twitter as friends?
Are you're going to talk through the pee break?
No.
Him and I are just going to converse together.
We're going to.
Is this like a live feed?
And welcome back to the Farm for Profit podcast.
We might
studio
farm for fun. I think farm for fun
episode of the Farm for Profit podcast. This is where we need a Patreon.
Yeah, we might need to get a Patreon for this one.
I think you should call Tara.
Meow? Okay.
If she answers, that would be the great Rob Tara combination from back in the day.
And she's no shit show, right?
No.
Who's the no shit show?
Tara was.
What am I thinking? Oh, no.
Tara was a connection to Rob while she was on at Farmer's Edge. She's no longer at Farmer's Edge.
That's right.
So, welcome back to the podcast. We have Sammy Wangsness here, and we are totally leveraging her wide, wide range of social media friends and great friends after meeting them through social media.
I guess my vision got spun. Was I the only one that peed?
Yeah. You are.
What's wrong with you guys? What's wrong with me?
Hey, lady, how are you?
Meow! So I'm being used right now. I miss you.
Oh, my gosh.
I miss you, too.
What are you doing? Oh, I'm in a situation.
Oh, jeez.
We're on a podcast right
now.
We're on a podcast right now. You're live.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
And well, that's fun.
They wanted to talk to you because you're one of the most beautiful people on Twitter and have the voice of an angel.
Uh-huh, right?
With the sound effects of jangles. I don't think today.
You don't know.
We got a little Shania. Come on.
Oh, yeah. That's my girl.
So welcome to the Farm for Profit podcast.
Hello, and thanks for the phone call. At least I don't have to, have had a shower and I'm on video. So I'm good. We're good right now.
Right? It's Skank Day Wednesday.
We can totally switch it to FaceTime.
No, that's okay.
That's okay.
So I am Tanner.
This is Corey.
And this is David.
David's an auctioneer.
What?
And Corey's
an auctioneer? Oh. Like
the real deal.
Auction there for it. Well,
like state. Like several.
Go ahead.
You know what? I had a friend that is an auctioneer. And when I was in high school, he's also a local farmer. And there's no way. I'm mesmerized by it.
Right? I just stare the whole time. We're here. Like Boss Baby and I are going to go to school for auctioneering.
You can do it. I teach.
He does.
June 8th and 9th, I'll be out there teaching.
Yeah, so Sammy's here staring at David because he's an auctioneer, and David can't catch his breath and chokes on his food because Sammy's here. It's just really awkward, Tara.
And then they're like, hey, let's call Tara, and here we are.
So what are you guys talking about today?
Well, we thought about calling you first before we called Rob Sharkey.
Oh, we're going to get Rob on the phone too? Whoa.
But he might have already answered, and it might have already happened. But I can always edit the podcast to where you are on first.
There we go. Because you know what? It's beauty before beat, okay? So don't even think about putting him before me.
That's awesome.
So what's new out your way?
You know, not a lot. It is planting time, obviously. I'm here in Western Illinois. And so got the first signs of some corn topping up. And temperatures are getting a little bit chilly. But that's okay. We'll try to protect what we can.
Have you got any rain lately?
We got a little bit last weekend. Actually, I think moisture-wise and everything, we're pretty good. But like I said, the temps now have kind of dropped. I don't even know what to do about the weather right now. I literally have gone from my air conditioner to my furnace back to my air conditioner so many times it's not even funny. I need one of those damn smart
thermostats.
Sorry, I said damn.
No, you can say that.
Edit that out. Oh,
okay. you should listen to this podcast when it goes live.
I need one of those smart thermostats. I don't have one yet. Mine's still dumb, so I have to manually flip it back and forth.
So you are the thermostat. You're smart.
Mm-hmm. When's the next Ag Twitter tweet up?
When my house is done.
Are you going
to
do one?
Well, Tara's coming to live with me for a while.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
I am. I already called First Dibs on an extra bedroom in Sammy's house.
In my wine fridge.
That direction.
Oh.
Well, yep. Sammy's house has taken too long because we wanted to record this episode from the back patio. And
I know, right? Not only that, I think it's because she is so picky. Every snap I get from her, she is ripping it apart and making them redo something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Builders.
This is true. I would not want to work for me.
I would not want to be a painter, that's for sure.
Oh. Nope, definitely not that.
But when you pay that much for something, why not?
All I'm saying is it can't be that freaking hard.
Note to self, builders do pre-qualify you a little bit, and if you seem to be a pain in the butt to start with, we're just going to double the they're just going to double the dog.
I will say, we built the house and we're still dealing with stuff. Like, it's like just get it right the first time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Follow the blueprints.
This is why builders build spec homes, and then they just sell them to you and say, this is what you get, not you get. Custom. Yep. Custom, they're going to charge you twice as much.
Yep.
And still leave everything crooked and dinged and dumb.
I know, but right now, I must admit, it's probably the wrong time to build. Oh, at yeah. least you're probably, like, under a contractual agreement that you've already signed, but holy crap.
So, Tara, out of all the fantastic people you've met from Ag Twitter, who's been your favorite besides Sammy? Because we know she's the clear number one. That's why we've got her on the show.
She is. She's very dear to my heart. I'll tell you the person who's still always going to be my first and foremost. That's who brought me to Twitter, and that was Rob Sharkey, unfortunately. I will deny saying that. He actually got me out of my comfort zone and onto social media. But I have met so many great people. I love it. I love the farm shows. I've been traveling most of my career. And so I absolutely loved once I got opened up into the Twitter world. So I think I didn't join until the end of like 17. So I'm late to the game.
Are you going to come over to TikTok at all?
She has TikTok. Come on. TikTok?
What? You have TikTok?
Oh my God.
You know what? I tried it. I still have an account. It's still on my phone. I don't get on there a lot.
When we get reunited together, we're so going to make one.
Yeah, they are fun to make. I have made a couple, but, these people who do TikTok, I give it to them because they're like so organized and have it all choreographed right out. And no.
Dave's going to whip out his flip phone here soon because his bag phone died yesterday.
Oh my goodness. 3 times this week I've been called old.
So Tara,
it's only Wednesday.
I know. Jeez.
If people want to find you on Twitter, how do they find you?
You know what? I'm really boring on all social media platforms. You can find me at Sarah Schrock.
That's not boring. That is awesome.
That's just smart.
You know what? I know. I just use my name. And what's funny is when I first started on Twitter, and then I got to start to meet people at shows, and they would come up and they would be like, hey, I'm whoever. And I'm like, okay, nice to meet you. And they're like, I follow you on Twitter, and this is my handle. And it's like some crazy thing, right?
And they're like, wait, you have a real name?
What's your name?
Yeah. Right.
So I'm really boring. It's Tara Schrock. It's kind of, across the board.
I love it.
But I like that. I don't have to call you the Queen Princess of Illinois or something along those lines. I can just call you Tara.
Corn, right. Pork. Corn underscore pork and beans.
Yeah,
right.
Or when you're trying to find Conrad. You never know what Conrad's name's going to be.
Oh, no, he changes that all the time.
Yeah.
You know, there was a, really witty part of me at first when Rob was kind of, like I said, introducing me and getting me comfortable, and I thought about doing Schrock Farmer, but, you know, I decided to go with Tara Schrock.
Oh, that would have been fantastic.
You still could change your handle to that.
Could.
I know, right?
I mean, S. Bissell is still active. I could bring it back.
So when this comes out on Monday, we'll have you switch that. We'll switch your handle to Schrock Farmer.
I'll switch my name to Schrock Farmer just to give him a little bit of competition. So
you won't know what hit him.
That's awesome. Well, Tara, thank you for answering your phone without having any idea this was going to happen. Thank you for joining us on the Farm for Profit podcast and being such a great friend.
I miss you.
To Sammy.
Hey, I miss you too. And you guys have fun. I love it. I love it. Love it. Love it.
Have some goldfish for me.
My kids got them out on the couch right now.
I love the fishes because they're so delicious.
All right. Love you.
Thanks, Tara. See ya.
Thanks, Tara.
All right. Thanks. Love you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Cool.
I don't know what it is recently, but I have been sending Corey a bunch of not necessarily TikToks, but I think some DMs on Twitter about all the new stuff that's happening with Horsch. And I want to let you guys know that this is not a paid advertisement. The Horsch planters, Horsch sprayers, the autonomous planting. I think, Dave, I sent some of this to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to take my horse to the old town road.
That's what I thought, yeah.
Ride till I can't no more.
But I feel like there's some serious innovation happening up there. And I've all of a sudden just kind of followed a couple of guys, obviously the owner and what they put together. But that planter being towed with the seed tender to the field, he then unhooks from the seed tender and then it autonomously runs through the field.
Yeah, it's like, oh, here you go. Here you go. Get out there and plant some seeds.
That's how we got it there. And then it just goes.
Yeah.
Which I thought was super cool.
Do they have something that automatically loads the seed tender too?
I didn't see any automation between seed tender and planter. I doubt. I mean, why wouldn't you?
I think that process would be pretty easy. Like if you place the seed tender in the field and it's like, well, here's your docking station.
But what if there's always going to be that guy or gal. There's going to be that farmer that has all that autonomous crap. And then, you know what they do? They fill that seed tender with bags.
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Yeah. Because it's cheaper to buy it in bags.
Mm-hmm. Actually, it's not even a difference in price.
No, it's not.
It's not even a difference in price anymore. They're too cheap. They don't want to buy 50 bags, which is in what comes in a box. Mm-hmm. They don't want to buy 50 bags of that number. They want to get 42 because that fits that field. And then they want to get 38 because that fits the next field.
Oh, well, that makes some sense.
Kind of.
You know how much time it takes, and then you got to rip it, and then if you have the gloves on and the whole grasping of the string.
And then you got to deal with the graphite yourself.
Oh, and, my God. Yeah. And then the wind comes. I mean, granted, it is a great fire starter. You know, my favorite is like our friend Phil. He always says, bulk fill.
Bulk fill.
It's Phil filling the planter, you know, type of thing. But God. And they have the bags that some way.
Not anymore. They got themselves seed tender now.
Like the 47-pound bags. Or then you have suddenly the 53-pound bags. Like,
or the soybeans that come in 60-pound bags.
Yeah, 60-pound bags last week I put in.
Oh, and it grinds my gears. You go to grab a bag and it's like, whoa! Like,
I call them 60-pound seeds because they're always rounds. Always. And they look like little acorns in the bag. And people used to call them like chicken chokers. Yeah, that'd choke a chicken. Now, those 60-pounders will choke a turkey.
Yeah, that bird is going down.
I mean, that sucker's big.
Yeah. Oh, they're so heavy. I hated it.
I mean,
they accidentally substitute the bigger size for
well,
you.
Well, that's all we got.
Yeah, and then you got to throw them in the bag.
At least the newer planters now, like I'm talking like 2005 and newer, plant the bigger seed and all the different kinds of seed.
Well, they put so many coatings on the outside anymore.
Yes, but I mean, like the vac planters and all that stuff, like they handle, for the most part, small seed and big seed good. I mean, when
without
you got back
having to do a bunch of changing up of stuff.
I mean, when you had the finger pickup,
ugh.
Guys were pissed.
How's that
they didn't get the right.
Flick the bean.
They didn't get the right seed size.
Oh, my God. This is going to be great.
Yeah, oh, that just really grinds
plate
my
sizes.
I'm not strong. I'm not a strong person with my arms. So having to throw those
but
bags.
You work out.
Used to. No, I used to get up at
four
o'clock in the morning to work out, and now I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to go to work.
To go to work.
Yeah, I'm like, yay! And that's why we don't shower.
That's pretty funny.
How about, what's the best public pooping place?
Ooh, public pooping.
Since Sammy's a...
So my wife will refuse to go into a public restroom. No porta potty, no public restroom, nothing. She will hold it until she gets home.
I mean, that's all fine and dandy until you have an emergency.
Until you have a code brown coming in hot.
It doesn't matter. It seems like that woman, it doesn't matter what code brown or whatever it is, it will not come out.
I used to be that way. Like, I was a home turf pooper only. And I'm not sure what happened.
She must keep a healthy amount of cheese in her diet.
Well, that that's true.
She does enjoy a lot of cheese.
She's prairie dogging it all the time.
I don't know. My go-to, and it might be a little bit past, but like when I used to be in Ankeny, mm-hmm. you know, that used to be the place to go, right? Ankeny, now it's just too packed. You can't go there.
Yeah, no time.
But, you know, it'd be at Walmart or wherever.
Really?
Kohl's,
Walmart?
Kohl's or Target or whatever. But like if nature called, I'm going to the Menards.
Yes.
The Menards
is good.
The best pooper.
I was going to say Quick Trip. There's some new Quick Trips in this area.
You got to walk like two miles.
You got
to
go way too far
to get to the Menards bathroom.
So if it, yes. You got to be prepared. Like if you know you're going to have to go poo-poo in Menards, you got to get... It's a long walk.
But here's my theory, though, is their stalls, the sides, they're it's
roomy.
A nice pebble, like, what do you call it? Like a not a veneer. Or a,
mm-hmm.
It's a pebble
quality.
Stone
mm-hmm.
that goes all the way to the floor. So you can't see the guy next to you blowing up his feet.
In the
quivering.
Sound. The sound
and
doesn't like ricochet
it doesn't,
off of everything.
Yes. And the doors are nice, so it's actually, you feel like hugged. Like you're in your
see,
own
I figured
home.
You were,
without being too
I figured
hot.
You were just going to say small town Casey's. So you go to a small town, big town, big town
where
Casey's.
You go behind the counter.
No, yeah, so, those are the worst.
And you're crapping in a cardboard box and you know.
So
and the next guy comes up and gets cigarettes.
Okay, so
like,
I should say,
sorry about the
medium town Casey's. So big town Casey's, they have like two or three or four holers, and you go to like medium town Casey's, they have their own private
single
lock
yeah, those
the doors,
are,
single yeah. holers, do your business, and then you have the small town Casey's that's behind the cashier's desk, and you just go back there, and like you said, the guy with the
then you really have to suck it in,
and the manager's
open.
Back like sharing the curtain with you, like I gotta do the math on this, and it's like.
I'm sorry, what's happening right now?
But the night, like, you're talking about having the nice, like, one-holer.
Yeah.
If you're in there for too long, then it's like the walk of shame.
Well, that's exactly
it. There's people out there waiting, and it's like,
the one-holer.
They see your face, and chances are maybe you're going to know somebody, like, yep, did the damage.
Yeah.
Not that they wouldn't know if they had you on Snapchat, because you're so going to tell everybody about the situation that just happened in there.
Wouldn't go in there.
If it's a single holer and you're in there for more than a minute or two, there is someone standing on the outside, no matter what.
Or the asshole that's clink, 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 clink. Like, well, listen.
That's why we hang auction sale bills right outside the doggone bathroom, is for when somebody holds up the flow.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I don't know. There's a lot of places that I don't like going, and there's some places that I like that probably deserve an apology letter.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. And I guess when I travel with Tyler, he's always like, oh, we built that bridge, or back in the day, Jensen was a part of that one. And then we'll go up to like the Colo Story County area. I'm like, shit there, dropped one there, barely made it there. And he's like, I don't want to do this anymore. I'm like, this is what it's like driving with you in the metro.
Right. That's anybody though. Like, you have a dad that's a builder, built that house, roofed that house, and a friend who's a drywalled that one, that one. You know, worked with guys sell farmland, sold that farm.
It's like, I finally felt able to contribute. Finally, I'm like, oh, yeah, take that bridge. I crept there. There was a bad day over there.
I had to poop in that field. That was an emergency.
That's when I lost both socks in.
Probiotics. Doggone.
Everyone's like, oh, don't you travel with shop rags? I'm like, listen, I don't take the shop rags with me when I'm scouting. I have socks on my feet. If I come back without them,
Was that you on the Beers in the Shop podcast? Somebody was talking about that, to where they were talking about, do you go straight for the sock, or do you go with a t-shirt? Do you rip up a sweatshirt?
Yeah, I was on that one.
That was you.
Yep.
Or the buttonweed.
The buttonweed, yeah. I said
you
the
did.
Buttonweed.
You said velvet leaf.
It is very smooth.
There was one time I got to squat in too low, and I kept having to go like wider and wider, and all of a sudden my intern's like yelling from across the field. I'm like, we got bad giant ragweed over here. Hang on. Like, oh, I thought things were going to be bad, but you couldn't cut it off. I'm like, yeah.
See, when I worked at Hardee's when I was 14, I had to clean the bathrooms all the time.
Oh, at Hardee's?
Yep. And I had to clean the bathrooms. I'm like, someday I'm going to get a job where I don't have to clean the bathrooms. And there's not been a job yet that I haven't had to go into the bathrooms and help clean.
You know,
so, yeah.
I was still the one at the bank that plunged the toilets.
Yep.
It's like, really? How bad? Like, you
I don't
can't
think
do
I've ever
yourself?
Pooped at a bank.
I do every day.
Oh, I don't even know if I
oh,
have.
Oh, yeah. Those are nice.
I do every day.
It's quality.
Have you guys been in the Ford dealership in Ames? They got TVs on the wall. They got a pool table in the bathroom. You're talking about good places to poop. There you go. And you got free soda out there, hot chocolate, coffee, all while you're waiting for an oil change. Kudos to Ames Ford.
Nice.
Well, what do you call the fans in your bathroom? Like, I call them a fart fan.
Fart fan.
I always tell girls to turn the fan on. I'm in a house full of girls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you turn the fart fan on.
And girls don't poop.
Oh, they do.
They do.
I ruined that for everyone in this room, did I not?
The old turd cutter.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Hey, everybody poops.
So,
it is.
The bathroom is just so they can catch up on social media. Is that what the bathroom is becoming?
And
they
do bring know your that shark head.
My wife wonders why I go to the bathroom at the bank. It's company time.
Uh-huh. Boss makes a dollar, I make a dime.
That's what we poop on company time, even if you're salaried. I'm the world's fastest pooper, unless I have Snapchats to get through.
I do feel like girls are way faster poopers.
I can poop way faster than I can pee.
What?
Get in, get the job done. Like, peeing takes way too long.
But, like, what if it's not satisfying?
Oh, then you gotta
like,
hang
you
out.
Have to sit there, and, like, I gotta be here in time.
I'm like colon cleanse Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I've had a blast.
Yeah.
I don't know why we waited 2 years.
You guys have been doing it that long?
Well,
yep.
I mean, Tanner and Dave have.
You've listened to every episode, haven't you?
Every single one of them twice.
That's what I thought.
Well, are we going to do a celebration? We should do a little celebration. 3 years.
On the 4th of July.
In June.
I need the plug because I just found our new phone call.
A dongle.
Oh, we got a phone call.
Oh, yep.
We got a dongle.
And she has news.
News?
Did it rain?
News?
Nope.
She's got new stuff coming out with the Heart of the Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that?
Hello.
Welcome to the Farm for Profit podcast with Sammy Wanksness as a guest.
Meow.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
For real.
Hi.
Hey, girl. Hey.
She sounds a lot more excited to talk to her than you, Tanner.
So I just opened a Snapchat from you, Aaron. By the way, listeners, this is Aaron Holbert. What was in your Snapchat?
That was a baby raccoon.
Did you get? Is it at your house? Did you keep it? Do we have it named yet?
I don't. I literally just picked it up. A friend called me and she was like, I have this baby. The rest were killed by my dogs and the mom was hit in front of our house a couple days ago and she didn't think there were any left. And then she just happened to realize there was one.
Oh my gosh. This is so much. This is great. Okay. So for David, who is, you know, still working on his flip phone and bag phone over there and doesn't know what Instagram is, Aaron once had a pet raccoon.
I know.
Not just once.
Yeah, it's happened a few times.
Yeah, what happened to the one last year?
Okay, it doesn't matter. They went on to live a better life. And today we are here, and this one could be the new and improved baby coon.
Mm-hmm.
Can I be the godmom?
Isn't it Roscoe? Was the old one Roscoe?
I've had Baxter, Norma Jean, and Roscoe, and I have not yet named this one.
Oh, we should name it right now.
Well, you got to learn the personality.
Okay.
You can't just do
that. You got to put a little bit of thought into it.
Is it a boy or girl?
As long as it makes it. As long as it makes it.
It will.
Fingers crossed.
Is there a t-shirt coming from this?
I'm not sure. A lot
there
of
will be. We will get to
Roscoe
that.
Roscoe the raccoon shirt.
So are you, under your care, I have no doubt that this coon will make it. Do we know if it is a male or a female?
It is a female.
Okay.
Oh. As far as I only did a quick look. You know, because I literally have only had it for 20 minutes, but...
Is it, like, buckled in, or where's that right
this
now?
This is hot off
Do you hear
press.
That, listeners? Nobody else is getting this access to the brand new coon.
Minus it'll take you 5 days or 6 days to get this out.
To get it out on Monday.
I think we should name it Marcella.
Ooh. That could be male or female.
Ooh, Roxanne! Oh, yep. It could fit. I'm going to have to...
So, Aaron, we are leveraging Sammy because of her social media fame and her wonderful friendship on this podcast.
You were cutting in and out, so I wasn't sure who I was talking to.
The meow didn't give it away?
Well, I was going through a bad area.
Oh, okay, I'll take it.
So, yes, Sammy, we've only waited 2 years to have Sammy to drive 10 miles to get on the podcast.
Yeah, here I am. Ta-da.
But it doesn't matter because it is going to be awesome.
Yeah, because we have Aaron too.
Oh yeah,
and the unnamed coon.
Ding dong.
Yeah, so I have a dog, 3 cats, 4 kittens that are only a few days old, and a raccoon.
That a girl.
And a t-shirt shop. Like you're a very successful, busy woman.
Yeah, plug that. Plug that real quick.
Part of the Midwest.
Yeah. What I need to add to my life is a raccoon with round the clock feeding.
But Aaron has a Heart of the Midwest t-shirt shop, so you should check her out on Instagram and Twitter. But if you're going to check her out on Instagram, don't send the nasty messages or I'll cut you.
So if I order right now for Mother's Day, will it still get to me by Mother's Day?
Assuming the USPS plays nicely. Sometimes they don't get along with Aaron, and it cannot be her fault.
Sammy is like the world's best PR person, isn't she?
No, I'm with her. If I send it USPS, it may get there. It may never get there.
It may never get there. Oh, shit.
So there's that.
How's the weather? How's the planting going down there?
Not too bad. We're currently rained out. We didn't get that much rain, but it's just so cold that nothing is really drying up. So we're about 80% done overall.
Cool.
They move so quick.
Oh, it doesn't take long.
Yep.
I was telling you that the other day. Man,
we do also have 2 planters, so...
It helps.
We got cool scenes going all the time.
Well, Aaron, we will have our listeners put on the trail of trying to help you name that coon.
Yes, there will be an Instagram poll going up shortly.
And don't forget to send me pictures of the kitties because it's been a few days. Just saying.
I put one up last night.
Okay, it's been a long day. I'll get there. My bad.
Awesome.
Sure. Anything for you.
Love you a long time.
Aaron, thank you for picking up our phone call. We appreciate that. And remember, listeners, to go out to Heart of the Midwest.
Yes.
And look at all the awesome clothing that she's got going on and find Aaron, E-R-N, Holbert, on social media. Is that correct, Aaron?
You forgot the I.
It is.
It's Earn.
There is no E. There
oh, I
is
thought
no
you were just
I.
trying to spell her name.
I'm oh, like, no.
Okay, come on.
E-R-N. Awesome. Thanks, Aaron.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Bye.
See ya.
Good luck.
Bye. All right. Look at that.
What happened to the other coon? Bad things?
It grew up.
It died, apparently.
It died.
It
she got a shirt. She got a shirt that says "Got Dead." Because we
cut that out. Jeez.
We had this when you played Mario Brothers. If you're as old as I am, apparently, it's just like you got dead.
That was because when we had her on last fall, it was still very much alive.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Roscoe.
And that, what did he get in a combine?
I had a dog
named
Roscoe. It died too.
I don't remember, but. That's I think sad. It got really sick.
Before we wrap up, you want to learn how to auctioneer?
Yeah, let's do it. Boom!
All right, Dave.
Say what you have once. So I'm at one.
I'm at one.
And then say what you're asking for 3 times. Now two. Now two. Would you give me 2?
Now now two, now two. Would you give me two?
Mm-hmm. And it's the world's biggest run-on sentence in the world. So normally when we see a period, we take a breath like, I'm a $1 bid, now two, would you give me two? You take a breath. Just don't take a breath. Just keep going until you run out of air.
It's like my whole Snapchat story.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, I'm a $1 bid, now two, would you give me two? $1 bid, now two, would you give me two? $1 bid, now two, now two, would you give me two?
Hear it?
Yeah. Bum ba da dum ba da dum ba da dum ba da dum ba da dum. Yes.
$1 ba da dum ba da dum ba da dum ba da dum
ba da dum ba da dum ba da dum ba da dum ba da dum ba da dum ba da dum ba
da dum ba da dum ba da dum ba da
dum. She must, because that's Charlie Cummins.
And I love Bonanza.
Is there other songs that you can do it to?
Yes. So you can do it to rap for sure.
What's your Betty Better Butter Dollar Bitter?
Yeah, so
that was really hard.
Betty Botter.
Bought some butter.
But she said. This butter's bitter. If I put it in my batter. It would make my batter bitter. So she bought a bit of better butter. Put it in her bitter batter. Made her bitter batter better.
Really? Can non-bitter butter make the batter better?
It sure can.
How is baby batter not in there?
I don't know. Bobby Baker bought a burger, but he said the bargain's better if I buy my burgers bigger than the burgers that are better, so he bought a bigger burger.
I still don't get how bitter batter can be made unbitter by non-bitter butter.
You don't ask questions. You just keep getting the best.
The only thing you got to know is it's the rhythm. Betty bought her, bought some butter, but she said this one and a quarter, half and 75, and two down, ticka down, ticka down, ticka down, bought some butter, but she said this butter's bitter. And you can say your ABCs. Just say Adel. So just say
I need my ABC line out, so way I don't lose an L.
So it's like Adel, Beetle, like Edel after every letter. Adel, Beetle, Seedle, Edel, Ethel, Jeedle, Lachel, Lidl, Jadel, Kettle, Elemental, Pedal, Cutle, Lutterus. Yeah.
Make a pot of tea, Leonard. It's going to be a long night.
Right.
Big bang. Love it. Sammy.
Yeah, hi.
I've had a lot of fun.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Whoa, sorry, my bad.
Cinco de Mayo. Mm-hmm. We've had Hucharitas. Thank you to Loop River.
Thank you.
We've had Taco Pizza. Thank you to Casey's.
Oh, Casey's.
And we've also enjoyed some beers.
From Boulevard.
Courtesy of Dole Distributing.
Good.
And had some fabulous call-in guests.
Oh, this has been fantastic. Yeah. I have had a blast.
This has been so much fun. Thanks for having me.
I cannot wait to turn the mics off and just hang out.
And I'm sorry for all the editing that's in your future, but shuttle buff.
Nope, I'm just going to turn it in.
Shuttle buff. Ratings will plunk in no time. That's what I'm good at.
This will be our best week ever. No pressure, because we are coming off our best week ever. Thank you to the listeners for sharing it with their friends, family, and everybody else, for liking, rating, reviewing, and sharing. It is proof that you are listening and helping us out. We thank you very, very much, because truly, Sammy, your episode is coming off the best week we have ever had.
That's not nerve-wracking at
all. Well, to be fair, is the best week we've ever had every week.
That's true. We grow on a pretty steady basis. Thank you again to all of our listeners.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Mm. Pretty good.
All right. You ready?
I'm about ready.
All right. Crack a Boulevard beer from Dole Distributing. Mix a Hucharita. You deserve it. Thank you, Sammy.
Intro music recorded by Tyler Richton and the High Bank Boys. Commentary added by Elena Montemagni. And credit to bensound.com for music.
You remember when I first came off to college and I had my apartment and I got a roommate, and the only reason he wanted it is because he didn't want to have sex in his semi. Oh, he wanted an actual bed. And I'm like, yeah, just don't jizz on any of my shit. Because I literally was never there, but I was paying an ass load amount for rent. And I'm like, listen, stay off of my stuff. I don't care. And it worked out. I got half my rent paid for. He showed up every Friday, left every Sunday.
I don't know how I'm going to do.
And you thought growing corn 2020 was going to be rough. Yeah. I tell you.
I don't know what I'm going to do about jizz. How are you going to edit out?
I could say anything.
That is your job, to say anything that
you
want.
I didn't think jizz was a bad thing.
It's not. I think it's funny because I've seen that TikTok to where they talk about putting a jizz of mayo on a sandwich.
I've seen that. See, we have the same TikTok.
We do, except for Shania.
Literally, we had a note on my fridge that says, the rules of living with Sammy, don't jizz on my shit.
Don't jizz on my stuff.
That's all I asked.
I know this roommate, too.
Yeah. Is it not necessary that I had that rule?
I mean, that was back in the day of Craigslist. What the hell was it? Like, misconnections and...
Misconnections.
And that kind of stuff.
Like, before there was Tinder?
Yeah.
Before there was Grindr?
Yes. It was Craigslist world of meetups. And yes, that is not clean.
We have some good memories. Yeah. Yep.